No, it's just a plain outdoor toilet.
All right. Now, we're talking about a barn. Did you have an upper part of the barn?
Well, we didn't have that because we lived in Lauderdale, you see, and we had no cows or nothing to put that in.
Well, when you lived on a farm?
Well, the upper part of the barn was, they put hay there. That's what they, a hayloft, they call that.
Okay. Now, when you get the hay out in the fields, what'd they call that? You know, when it was, after they cut the hay, first they did what with it?
Well, they let it dry and then they, now they bale the hay. Uh-huh. But at that time when he was farming, they'd just bring it to the barn and load. On wagon, on carts, and then they put it in the barn.
All about the hay, all around.
Okay, now that hay, sometimes it didn't, you know, they couldn't get it all in the barn, so they
put it in a stack.
A haystack. Okay, what do they call the little piles maybe when they're first put up in the field? That?
Well, they didn't pile them in the field. They just take it with a pitchfork and put it in the wagon and bring it to the barn. And then if there was more hay than for the barn, they'd make a haystack. But they didn't pile it in the field.
Did you ever see hay that was covered by a roof of some sort?
A tarpaulin, yes.
Out in the field? Maybe
no,
in the poles and a sliding roof to it?
No, not around here.
Okay.
Now they bale the hay. When they cut the hay, those that make hay, they bale it right in the field, right in the pasture, and then bring it home in bales.
What about a place where you'd milk your cows, Ms. Elders? Did you have a place they were?
Yeah, we call that a... It was a little house outside where you put your cow in to milk her. And I don't know what... The cow shed.
Cow shed. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd milk them in where? Did you have a little...
A bucket.
Air
bucket.
Yeah, did you have a little narrow place where you might put them in to milk her?
No, you just put your bucket in the cow and... Not that I did it, no, because I didn't know how, but he used to do it. And then when you get to milk in your cow, you bring the milk in the house, they strain it, and that was it. No homogenized milk, or no pasteurized milk, or nothing, just plain raw milk.
What about where you keep your hogs and pigs?
Hog pen.
Okay. And how would you keep the milk cold in the days before we had the refrigerator?
Icebox.
Did you ever keep it out for an ice box? Did you have it in another place? Maybe some sort of stream or?
Because you see at the time people...
The people used to put in the well.
Yeah.
Those that had well, yeah, but...
Jug.
When I was small, we had ice. It passed in the road in the truck. And sell ice, and everybody had an ice box and would buy a piece of ice and put it in that box. And then 2 or 3 days after that, they'd pass again with the ice. It would last 2 or 3 days.
That's
where we keep our stuff.
What about a dairy? Do you ever?
No, we didn't have,
we didn't have that.
We didn't have that around here at that time.
Oh, no, not that.
Because everybody, almost everybody had their own cows to milk. All the people out in the country.
Okay. Now, what do you call a place where you might let all the animals walk around?